Alakha discusses a case in Resh Nun Gimal, Alakha Aleph, where there it teaches us the laws of Shehiyah, which you're allowed to keep on the open fire going into Shabbat. And then the Halakha says, what if you made a mistake and you left something that you weren't supposed to leave on the fire, and you left it there going into Shabbat? Are you allowed to benefit from the foods or not? And there the Halakha gives different examples and different conditions. What type of food was it? And what was your intention? If you did it by mistake or did it on purpose? And Shulchan Aruch, they give different rules based on your intention and based on the level of the food, how cooked it was or not. What's going to be the ruling by benefiting? The practical application of this halakha might happen that if a person is, let's say, invited to somebody's house who doesn't really know the laws of Shehiyah, doesn't know the laws of cooking on Shabbat. Well, they know they're not allowed to cook on Shabbat, that they know. And of course, they know they have to have kosher food, but they're not so keen on all the details. So you come into the rules. So you come into the house on Lel Shabbat, and you see that all the food is on an open fire. So sitting on an open fire, no blech, no nothing. And it's assumed that it was placed there, you know, before Shabbat, before candlelighting. She put the pots over there, you know, whatever it may be. While you're not sure exactly what level the food was, and therefore now you're concerned, is it going to be permissible to eat this food? Do I have to start worrying about all these conditions that the Shulchan Aruch said? Hakam ben Sion has a hadush here. Hakam ben Sion and Oded Sion Bet says that although one has to be strict when it comes to our ovens to make sure there's a blech and make sure if you want to put shehiyah, you need to follow the rules, but we cannot deny the fact that our modern day ovens and stovetops are different than the old day kirah, in the sense that whereas in the old day kirah there clearly was coals and there was a concern of stoking, our ovens are not made like that. It's gas, it's a steady flame. It's either on or off. There's no dwindling of a fire where you're going to come to stoke it. So although we're strict to cover the flame and still treat it in a serious way, but b'di'avad, if somebody put food before Shabbat, and he shouldn't have put it before Shabbat on the open fire, we're not going to go so far to say on the modern stovetops that the food becomes permissible. That much already we could be lenient, especially people who are not aware of the halakha. You know, maybe we're not talking about a abaryan, a guy who knows the law and he goes, I don't care, I'm putting it on the open fire before Shabbat, I do that. Because then everybody's flood the law. Chabbetz is not talking about that. He's talking about a case where it's a legitimate mistake because, of course, he doesn't know a b'shogeg, and he leaves it on the open fire. One does not have to be concerned, oh, how much was it cooked? Was he allowed to do it? Wasn't he allowed? Even if he wasn't allowed to do it, it's not going to be so severe that it's going to make the food not edible on the Shabbat. So again, halakha lemaaseh, somebody in our generation, with our modern stoves, avad b'shaha, by mistake, let's say, because he didn't know the halakha, and he put it on the open fire before Shabbat. Even if he shouldn't have, the food still remains edible on Shabbat.